All right, so if you're looking to start selling food at a farmer's market, one of the biggest questions we're going to answer here on this podcast is how much does it cost to sell food at a farmer's market? And is selling at farmer's markets actually profitable? So these are some great questions because almost 70 to 80% of all food businesses start from home, but they're under the cottage food law and they allow you to actually sell food at farmer's markets. But one of the tricky things is farmers markets dictate to their customers, their clients, and their sellers exactly what they are going to do and charge in regards to how much it costs to actually sell there. So my name is Damian Roberti. Welcome to Marketing Food Online Podcast. And in this podcast, we are going to also upload this onto YouTube to all of our fantastic subscribers that we have on YouTube. And also, thank you so much. We've surpassed 50,000 downloads of our podcast since we've started. Thank you guys so much for the help. Now, down in the description, we'll have a ton of other resources. Also, our website has a bunch of free resources. There's also a ton of other links to our podcasts on the different platforms. So let's dive into this question because the thing of it is that selling food is, of course, tricky to begin with to try to make it profitable. But how much of the farmer's market is actually going to take from that profit margin and how much are they going to charge you? So every single farmer's market, as I opened up in the beginning, I said they basically can dictate, they can create their own rules. Now, for the most part, the five ways I'm about to tell you are pretty much the only five ways that farmers markets will charge you in order for you to actually sell there. Keep in mind, before you go to a farmer's market and open a booth, pay money and all that good stuff, you need to understand, go there a few times on the weekend, see how busy and how much traffic it really gets. You want to try to find farmers markets in your area that have a really good amount of foot traffic. Okay, and now, of course, with 2020 and everything that went down last year, you want to make sure that you have the opportunity to know for sure that it's going to be profitable because of the foot traffic. Now, little by little, everything is opening back up, which is obviously a good thing. But make sure you get a farmer's market spot that's going to be really, really busy or have a considerable amount of foot traffic. That's going to increase your odds of being successful and, of course, being profitable as well. So, number one, how much does it cost to sell at a farmer's market? Number one is the flat fee. Many farmers markets actually utilize this very simple way. They're going to charge you a flat fee. Hey, Damien, you want to open up a booth? Great. Well, it's going to be for the whole weekend, it's a $100 fee, and that allows you to sell on Saturday and Sunday the whole weekend. Or it's a flat fee of $50 or $75. I have noticed the farmers markets that I used to sell at, we were probably, I think, $25 and $30 and $40, I think, was the range. I didn't see them go any much above $50. But, of course, it depends. If it's a gigantic farmers market, they may have a prime spot and they're going to charge you $100, maybe even more. Keep that in mind. So the idea of selling there is going to be that obviously if you put out a certain amount of money just to get in as a flat fee, you have to recoup that in your sales. Okay. Number two is a percentage. Some farmers markets don't charge a flat fee. They just want a percentage of the sales. And normally it's pretty small, to be honest with you. It's 2 to 3%. I've even seen some as high as 5%. So they say, hey, you know what? Saturday at the end of the day, you have to be here when we open and when we close, you shut your store down. Based on your sales, they take 3% of it, 5% of it, whatever it may be. But percentage is a way when you ask the question, you know, how much does it cost to sell at a farmer's market? That's another form of payment and another way of they charge you percentage of your sales. Now, number three, they'll charge you a smaller fee up front and then a percentage of the sales too. So it's almost a combination of the first and second one. But normally that small fee, normally like an application fee is like $20 or $30. And then what they're gonna do is say, hey, by the end of this weekend, we take a 2%, 3% of what you sell. That's actually not bad because the fees are much smaller in that way because both on both sides are gonna be a lot less than just a flat fee of, you know, up to $100 or something to that effect. So number three is small fee and a percentage of your actual sales. Now, number four is unique. The reason why I say this is that some farmers markets will require you to be there for a week at a time, okay? What I mean by that is, yes, believe it or not, farmers markets operate too on Mondays through Fridays and even the weekends. So they're gonna say, look, I'm gonna charge you a fee. It's called a weekly fee, and you're gonna be here from Monday to Sunday, whatever it may be. You can sign it 1 week, 2 weeks, you can sign up for 3 weeks. But some farmers markets will do this based upon the entire week. Just whether you show up or not, you have to pay a flat fee, but it's a weekly fee, okay? So keep this one in mind. This one's really kind of unique, and it can be challenging because during the week, a lot of times, of course, traffic for farmers markets is still there, but it's not as busy. So you might have the potential of not selling as much as you may think. And if you're going to be charged a weekly fee, you're kind of already investing in that entire week, whether you show up or not and whether you make enough money. So be really cautious about the weekly fee when it comes to farmers markets and fees. So to really to dive into the second question really quick to touch on it before I get to the fifth and final one. So is selling at farmers markets profitable? Yes, it can be considerably. Measure out a few of the things I've been saying. First off, go there. You want to make sure that you check it out first. If there's a lot of foot traffic, awesome. You have a better chance of obviously succeeding and selling more of your product, okay? So also keep in mind, you don't want to overprice your products. If you know exactly what your packaging, your ingredients, your label, your labor, all of that costs, and you've got a good price point, be within reason. I have been to farmers markets. People are selling bundt cakes and loaves of bread and different types of things, really considerably inflated prices, and there's not a lot of people buying, okay? Now, the idea of having a gourmet product or handmade or artisan, whatever you want to call it, is a good thing. But remember, keep your prices within reason, because a lot of the stuff you make, people can get at grocery stores. The whole idea of you going to a farmer's market is to make a unique product, a unique packaging, but don't make it so unique that the price point is in the stratosphere, because nobody's going to buy it. So in order to make it profitable at farmer's markets, you want to also be sure your prices are within reason. Okay, it's good to mark them up. It's good to make an extra premium on it. Make sure that you study the price points. Don't charge like $12 or $14 or $15 for a bundt cake if it's a miniature bundt cake or a three-pack of bundt cake. Now, it's different if you've got a gourmet cake or you've got a big pack of croissants or you've got something really gourmet-like, and if you're selling 10 or 15 or 12 units, that's different. Of course, your price point needs to reflect that. But don't start charging ridiculous prices for products that people can turn away from and go pick up at the grocery store, okay? So yes, it can be considerably profitable. The longer that you're there, if you're there from when they open to when they close, and you're there for a longer duration, don't just do Saturday and Sunday and think you're gonna make money. You gotta be there maybe the whole month, each Saturday and Sunday, back and forth for the entire month, okay? Number five, the next way that they actually charge you a farmer's market is a flat booth fee. Damien, what's a booth fee? So a booth fee can be basically the cost based on the size of a booth. Farmers markets want to maximize the amount of space they have, right? So basically it's a big piece of land, maybe with a big tent or it's indoors, but they want to maximize the space. If you're only going to take up if you're going to create a tent or you have a table that's 10 foot by 10 foot, they're going to charge you based on that size. If you need much more than that and you're 24 feet by 24 feet and it's this huge thing, they're going to charge you based on the size of the booth. So they don't want any of your percentage. They're not going to charge you a flat fee. They're going to say, look, you want a booth? Here's three different sizes. What size booth are you wanting? That is going to dictate the fee when you sell at a farmer's market. So keep in mind that selling based on a booth size can be also tricky, because the bigger you think you're going to get, you have a lot of stuff and you're going to get this gigantic space. It may end up eating your profit big time. So a booth fee is number five, different way that they actually charge you and what it costs to sell at a farmer's market. So these are the different ways to think you to think about. Definitely know these things in advance. Go there and ask questions, obviously the general manager, whoever's running the farmer's market, so you understand the pricing, okay? Because you're going to be asking, you know, hey, how much does it cost to sell at a farmer's market? And I've got three different price points, but I'm not sure what's more profitable. Should I do this, this, or this? Just know it at first, sit down, go home, figure out what would make sense for you, and then move forward, okay? So if you have any more questions on how much does it cost to sell food at a farmer's market, let us know in the comments. And of course, as always, if you have any other questions, let us know. We'll try to get to them as quick as possible. I hope this helps out. If it did, give us a big thumbs up, and I'll see you guys on our next podcast.